hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, and we're with you live, folks, on this Monday, the 27th of August, 2007, from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network. And I suppose you all heard the good news out there. Alberto Gonzalez quit. Bush's brain went out the back door 2 weeks ago, Karl Rove. And Gonzalez quits. Now, there may be a reason for this, because Congress is out. And it's easier to duck out the back door when, well, the supposed watchdogs of liberty and security, I'm sorry, it used to be the Constitution, are out fishing or barbecuing in their backyard. The scary thing about Mr. Gonzalez bowing out, and if you've noticed, if you saw anything, his televised statement today made no reference to anything. Bush came out with his very short statement from Waco, Texas, about giving you the same information, but just fawning all over himself, telling you what integrity this guy had. Almost laughable if it didn't deal with the highest offices here in the United States. I mean, the United States Attorney General, that's a pretty big officialdom in federal government. But basically here, the rats are leaving the sinking ship. Now, the bad part of this is that they'll try to probably install the Obergruppenführer here, Mr. Chertoff, and I don't think that's going to fly. I think probably what's going to happen here is the second-in-command under Gonzalez will probably be the interim and the last attorney general in the Bush administration. To get Chertoff as attorney general of the United States, I'd much rather that they would resurrect Adolf Hitler. He'd probably be more honest with you and upfront and fair about things. Just duck if you're Jewish. Get the joke. At any rate, that's the good news. The bad news is that we still have Bush. We still have Cheney. And has anybody noticed? Is it my imagination? Have I just missed it? Or has Mr. Cheney slid under the proverbial carpet? You haven't heard a whole lot out of this guy. I wonder why. Is the heat being turned up? I would imagine so. They're still asking for Bush's resignation. There's still talk of impeachment. But for Karl Rove to dive out the back door? Now, understandably, it's a tough job. Mr. Rove used to get up at about 5 o'clock in the morning, and sometimes he wouldn't arrive home until late, say 7 or 8 o'clock at night, and have to eat dinner and go to bed and do it all over again. Well, that's what the job called for, and he knew that before he went in. Just ask Ari Fleischer, which also bailed when things got too sticky for that guy. But if you take a look at the situation, on one hand, yeah, Alberto Gonzalez is gone. I have a sneaking suspicion that probably ICE contacted his office because his visa was up. Many people have suggested that Mr. Henry Gonzalez had dual citizenship with Mexico. The problem is that the living skull may be the next attorney general. If that happens, folks, that's going to be worse than Alberto Gonzalez ever was. Our dear Mr. Chertoff. What a man. We'll take the break. We'll come back. I'll get into the Alberto Gonzalez issue right after this.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I was reading the Detroit News this morning. I always look at the Detroit papers, sometimes Cleveland. No slight on you, Cleveland, but I know the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Two major papers out of Detroit, Free Press and the Detroit News. And I always check their papers, or I do pretty regularly. And on the front page today, they had a story about Jeffrey Figer. Now, if Jeffrey Figer rings a bell to you, that would be because Figer defended Jack Kevorkian, Dr. Death. Hey, everybody is entitled to defense. But the story gets a little bit more interesting, and I track this thing down. First, let me cover the story, and then I'll tell you what I have found out. Figer on Gonzalez, he says, now it makes sense. Southfield attorney Jeffrey Figer says there is a link between his indictment Friday and the reported resignation of U.S. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez today. A grand jury indictment against Figer was unsealed in U.S. District Court in Detroit on Friday. He's charged with conspiracy, obstruction of justice, making illegal campaign contributions, and causing false statements. I don't know how you cause a false statement. Either you make one or you don't. But at any rate, Gonzalez, who had appeared to withstand repeated calls for his resignation over the firing of U.S. attorneys, is expected to confirm his resignation at a news conference this morning. Well, that's already been done. I don't think there's any question there's a relationship, Figer told the Detroit News today. By the way, the story, and I talked to Paul Egan at the Detroit News. He's the one that wrote this story. Now, he told Egan today, he says, I don't think there's any question there's a relationship. They were frantic about getting the indictment out on Friday. That gave us about 5 minutes notice. He says, I knew something was up, but I didn't know what. Now it all makes sense. Figer said the reason Gonzalez is resigning is that he's been caught engaging in lying to Congress, but the link to his own indictment is he couldn't leave office until he knew it was done. In other words, he's saying, and Gonzalez supposedly handed in his resignation officially to George Bush via a telephone conversation last Friday. Now, Figer, who has maintained Gonzalez personally, approved a search of Figer's Southfield law offices in November of 2005, even questioned whether the Justice Department would proceed with the case after Gonzalez departs. The case should now go away, he said. Figer was indicted along with his law partner, Venn Johnson, in connection with $127,000 in illegal contributions allegedly made to the 2004 presidential campaign of Democrat John Edwards. Johnson is charged with making illegal contributions and causing false statements. Now, when I called Figer's office, he's on an airplane flying out somewhere, and the law concern in Southfield, Michigan is Figer, Kenny, and Johnson. And, of course, Johnson, this Venn Johnson, is a partner. Now, I called to get Figer on the air today because I wanted to vet out more information. I'm sure he's got more information. Whether this interview with Paul Egan of the Detroit News is, in other words, it's the entire scope of the conversation is yet to be determined. But when I called Figer's office, finding out that he's jetting someplace, he said, I should be getting a call from the attorney that's representing him. Now this makes sense because if Figer is somehow implicated in illegal contributions, campaign contributions, even though that this Venn Johnson made the contributions, he still works for the law firm. So it would be kind of a conflict of interest here for Figer to be getting on the air talking about this. Why he granted this interview, I suspect, with the little information that's in here, this is about all he could say. But I should be getting a call back from his attorney to be on air for Venn Johnson's and Jeffrey Figer's part of the deal here. And you'll never guess who his attorney is. And this tells you who Jeff Figer is in Michigan. If you got these kind of bucks to run out and get this guy, his attorney is Jerry Spence. So I'm hoping to get a call back here within a day or so from Jerry Spence on this issue. Now, because that kind of dovetails into the Alberto Gonzalez, dear Alberto. I mean, he was the highest, what did they say, the Mexican-American? He was the poster child for Mexican-Americans inside the United States. Unfortunately, he was the attorney general. And unfortunately, he was in Bush's back pocket all these years. I guess to get any place in this country, it's not what you know, it's who you know. Just ask, what was that woman he tried to nominate as attorney general? Harriet Myers. I'm sorry, I'm being cruel. At any rate, this story out of the Herald Tribune, which, by the way, was written by Stephen Lee Myers and Philip Shannon, and evidently Stephen Lee Myers was in Waco, Texas when he filed this story. And again, out of the Herald Tribune, their international edition, Waco, Texas Attorney General Alberto R. Gonzalez, whose tenure has been marred by controversy and accusations of perjury before Congress, has resigned. He's expected to announce the decision to reporters at 10:30 Eastern Time this morning in Washington. Well, he's already done that. It was a non-disclosing resignation, if you know what I mean. Now, Gonzalez, who had rebuffed calls for his resignation for months, submitted his resignation to President George W. Bush by telephone on Friday, according to a senior administration official. Now, Bush has not yet chosen a replacement, but will not leave the position open long. The official said early this morning, speaking on condition of anonymity, because the resignation had not yet been made public. Well, I have a funny feeling this guy is still going to remain anonymous if he wants to keep his job. Bush repeatedly stood by Gonzalez, an old friend and colleague from Texas, even as Gonzalez faced increasing scrutiny for his leadership of the Justice Department over issues including his role in the dismissal of 9 United States attorneys last year and whether he testified truthfully about the National Security Agency's surveillance programs. Now, on the surface, this is the tack that the news media, the mainstream media, is taking. And the dismissal of United States attorneys, this is not unusual. The timing of it was unusual, but every president, when they come in, they just fire a whole bunch of U.S. attorneys. I mean, they're gone. And they do that for political purposes. But the odd thing about this is that these United States attorneys were the 9 out of the 10 guys that were doing most of the work out in the field offices. See, these guys in the field offices, these United States attorneys, they never get involved in the national issues. That's for somebody like Alberto Gonzalez or anybody else that holds the office. I just wanted to clarify that. Earlier this month, at a news conference, Bush dismissed accusations that Gonzalez had stonewalled or misled a congressional inquiry. "We're watching a political exercise," Bush said. "I mean, this is a man who has testified. He sent thousands of papers up there. There's no proof of wrong." Well, and again, the issue here is not necessarily the 9 attorneys, U.S. attorneys that he fired. It is not necessarily his lying before Congress. The issues with Mr. Gonzalez on the torture issue and the way that this guy never happened to include the United States Constitution and any of the important decisions that came out of his office, I think, is the real culprit here. The rest of it's just fluff because, my God, you can't have mainstream media news services out there talking about constitutionality and hammering that point. You know, that's a barrel of worms. Forget the can. That's a barrel of worms that they dare not open up. Now, according to the story, Gonzalez's resignation is the latest in a series of high-level departures that have reshaped the end of Bush's second term. Karl Rove, another of Bush's close circle of aides from Texas, stepped down 2 weeks ago. The official who disclosed the resignation Monday that the turmoil over Gonzalez had made his continuing as Attorney General difficult. Any more difficult than Butch under, what was her name? Lived down in Dade County. Attorney General Janet Butch the Reno. A senior administration official said Monday that Gonzalez, who was in Washington, had called the president in Crawford, Texas on Friday to offer his resignation. The president rebuffed the offer, but said the two would talk face-to-face on Sunday. Gonzalez and his wife flew to Texas. By the way, I saw Mr. Gonzalez and his wife, and yes, Mrs. Bush is actually down at the ranch with George. I don't know if he drug her down there for the photo op or he just got her drunk. Who knows? I'm being facetious here. Let me just continue with the story. And that's in references to the many times that Mrs. Bush has left the White House to go sleep in a hotel because rumor was, I better be careful how I say this, that he and Condi Rice were a little bit more than just professionally associated. Let's just leave it as such. On Saturday night, Gonzalez was contacted. I was going to say something really crude at that point. It would have been real funny, but I'm going to keep in mind that this is a family show. Okay. On Saturday night, Gonzalez was contacted by his press spokesman to ask how the department should respond to the inquiries from reporters about rumors of his resignation, and Gonzalez told the spokesman to deny the reports. "Can I have plausible deniability until I up and quit and don't tell you why I'm leaving?" Now, White House spokesman, those are my words, not the writers of the story. White House spokesman also insisted on Sunday that they did not believe that Gonzalez was planning to resign. Aides to senior members of the Senate Judiciary Committee said over the weekend that they had received no suggestion from the administration that Gonzalez intended to resign. Senator Charlie Schumer, the New York Democrat who sits on the committee and has been calling for Gonzalez's resignation for months, said this morning it has been a long and difficult struggle. But at last, the Attorney General has done the right thing and stepped down. For the previous 6 months, the Justice Department has been virtually non-functional and desperately needs new leadership. By the way, Senator Schumer said that the Democrats will not obstruct or impede a nominee who who we are confident will put the rule of law above political considerations. Okay, Chuck, I believe you. I don't think Homeland Security Chief is going to get in there. Maybe.
Hi, this is John Statman, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Coming up on the program Thursday, I've got Dr. Jerome Corsi. I called Jerry about an hour ago, and you folks, if you've not read his book, The Late Great USA, you really need to pick a copy of this up. I don't have the opportunity, you know, I review stuff for books, and I very rarely have the time to sit down and read a book cover to cover. But I am doing so with Jerry Corsi's book, and did you put that on my screen? Take that off of there. I'm sorry, folks. At any rate, the thing that struck me about this book was that Jerry, which is subbed for me on this program, and I really do appreciate it, he writes for WorldNet Daily. He's got a New York Times bestseller list book here, The Late Great USA. And before Jerry released this book or did the artwork for the cover, and you know how they do the descriptions on the inside flaps of the hardbound books, I asked him flat out, because I'd never heard this term from a nationally known writer before, I'd asked Jerry the question, is George Bush guilty of treason or not? And he thought about it for a second, and then he said, yes, I believe that he is. Well, in his book, The Late Great USA, he uses the term treason. The Security and Prosperity Partnership is just not unconstitutional, but an act of treason committed at the highest levels. Okay? So I called Jerry up and I told him, I said, you know, I've been reading this book. And I said, this is like no other book that I have ever read. And I've read quite a few books. There's a lot of people out there with more times in their hands to do book reading. Mine is pretty well condensed to research and, you know, network business and doing radio and all that other stuff. So I don't have the time to read as much as I like. You know, people have suggested to me, you know, well, John, one of these days they're going to throw you in jail. I'd like that as long as I could bring part of my library with me. I would have a place of solitude where I get no phone calls, no emails, three squares a day and a cot, and I would be able to read. Now, that'd be about the only way I could do that is if somebody threw my little keister in jail. But when I was talking to Jerry earlier in the day, I told him, I said, you know, the thing that grabbed me about this, I said, not only is this book very well researched and factually written, I said, but there's another element to this book. And he said, you know, when I sat down to write this book, he said, I wanted to leave all the stuff out of it that generally when people read information or they read books or whatever, they're always trying to place it in the proverbial pigeonhole, politically, that is. And I said, what I've noticed about this book, if you've left the politics, the political paradigm out of this, which is a feat unto itself, I said, but the way this book reads, I said, Jerry, I got to tell you, this is one of the best books. And out of all the books that I've read, I said, this is one of the best books I've ever read. And I said, I'm not done with it. I said, I want to read this thing to the back cover. And I want to get you on as soon as I can. And his opening was Thursday. So we're going to have Jerry Corsi on Thursday. But he said to me, he said, I wrote this book and I wanted it to flow. And I says, well, flow it does. Because with a lot of books, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, it's like pulling teeth. There's a lot of detail and this, and there's usually a little fanaticism of a political bent, you know, in between the lines and whatever. No, this book is a straight up, here it is, here's the presentation, and it's aptly named The Late Great USA, The Coming Merger with Mexico and Canada. And I asked Jerry, I said, you've been getting any heat? And he says, well, the Bush White House is not real happy with me. And I said, well, if they're not happy with you, then that means you hit a home run over the left field fence. So I'll have Jerry on Thursday. And folks, I'm telling you what, the trap for people today and their opinions, if you watch the mainstream news, okay, and this invariably happens, it is all on a political bent. They assign everything a political blame with faces and caricatures and whatever. And they don't get it because, as Ron Paul says, you know, it's about the Constitution. Boil all this stuff down and deal with the Constitution. That is the rule of law. And then you could put all this political partisanship and this political party favor crap behind you, you know, and get down to some serious business. You know, forget, you know, clawing each other's eyes out that I'm a Republican or I'm a conservative or I'm a liberal or I'm a Democrat or whatever. Pull all of that stuff out of there because you know what? The political party favors aren't being passed out in a constitutionally limited republic. It is in their democracy, mind you, but not in a constitutionally limited republic. So we're going to have Jerry up Thursday. I appreciate him coming on. And folks, you want to get a copy of this book? Just give us a call here at the network. I'm telling you, this is something that you can pass off, minus the political ideology. Just the facts, ma'am, just the facts. You can call us here at Republic Broadcasting Network at 800-724-2719, and you'll be able to read this book and then give it to somebody that maybe you've not had a whole lot of luck with, or somebody that is playing with those political party favors and think they're someone and they're connected to something that gives them identity. No, your identity is you're American and you're connected to the Republic under the Constitution for which it stands, one nation under God and all that other stuff. Pick up a copy of the book, read it, give it to somebody, because this is the best educational book that you will ever get on the coming North American Union, bar none. Give us a call, 800-724-2719. We'll be back with phone calls and other stuff right after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Folks, you're going to have to stick with me this afternoon through the entire broadcast because I think things are developing here as I speak. In the meantime, doing a radio program and actually speaking on air, this I do have a compartmentalized part of my mind that is working on another issue. See, I really can multitask. At any rate, let me go to the phones, 800-313-9443. Henry in Connecticut. Hello, Henry. Henry, you there? I don't even hear anything. Do you have him? Check and see if he's online. All right, he's there.
Yeah, hello.
There you are.
Okay. Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Last show you were talking about Jack Otto before,
mm-hmm.
and now this thing with Aaron Russell. You know, I have Aaron's film, by the way.
Yeah, Freedom to Fascism.
Yeah. You know, let me ask this: is something strange with Aaron Russell though? He went to Germany to cure something or some treatment for his cancer. Now, obviously, that didn't work.
Right.
Okay, so But that wasn't a detox program, right? Because, you ever heard a guy named Gary Null, N-U-L-L?
No.
Okay, he knows a lot about stuff with cancer and AIDS. As a matter of fact, there's another guy you should have on your show. His name is Boyd, B, like Pink Floyd. It's Boyd, B-O-Y-L-D, Boyd Graves.
And he had him on over 3 years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, with the AIDS, right?
Yes.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's not related to cancer, but he exposed the whole thing with the UN and everything with the... He also said there was some treatment for AIDS that cures it with some small pharmaceutical company on Rhode Island, because he mentioned that on Hal Turner's show once. Even I don't listen to Hal that much, but that was a good show Hal had on. Well, getting back to Aaron Russo...
I'm sorry, whose show did you hear him on?
All right. I heard Boyd Graves on... Hal Turner's show.
Oh, good, good,
yeah,
good old Hal.
Yeah, what, you know him?
Well, when I was acting program director for Genesis Communications Network, he called up and he says, "I want a show on GCN."
Yeah.
So I did some research on Hal and I called him back and I said, "Hal, I said it's not possible at this time." Well, that no was not good enough, and he kept hammering me and hammering me. And finally, I just told him, I told him straight out, I said, "Look, you want to get on GCN? The only way you're going to do it is over my dead body." And he never bothered, he never darkened my door again. Hal is kind of an interesting person. I wouldn't touch the guy with a 10-foot pole. I have my doubts about Mr. Turner. He's not a dumb guy.
No, he's not.
But the problem is that Henry, he is well-versed in racism, and that's the part about Hal Turner I do not like, nor do I tolerate.
Yeah, well, the funniest thing about him, though, I don't listen to him that much. I can't listen to him now anyway. But when he was on shortwave, he's on BCQ, he did have some shows on. He was really mad about the thing with Iraq, and I don't blame him there. He had a couple of good shows, especially with the thing with Iraq, but he did have Boyd Graves on. And Boyd was telling him that there was a small pharmaceutical company and that a lot of the FDA, or not so much the FDA, but a lot of the medical industry tried to suppress that could cure AIDS. And it's somewhere on Rhode Island, I forgot that. But also there was something what Jack Otto told me on the phone before he died,
mm-hmm.
that hydrogen peroxide, but it might be a special kind, that injected into the bloodstream a certain amount, okay,
oh.
It has to be a proper amount, that will kill the AIDS. The person doesn't die at all. It's done a certain way, but because he said the government threatened that person. And because some people in Africa wanted that person who discovered the hydrogen peroxide therapy, a protocol.
Yeah, yeah.
They wanted him to go to Africa to get rid of the AIDS there. But to say this with Russo, I know Gary Null says that with cancer, there's a similarity with all cancers, no matter what, that has to do with a buildup of toxins in the body that once you flush and purge that out of the body and purify it, the cancer will not come back.
Well, here's the good news. If
okay.
Hillary Clinton gets in as president next year...
Oh, that's great news.
Yeah, she has already said... I saw the press conference today. And thank you for calling in and reminding me about this. She said that if she's elected president of the United States, she's going to declare war on cancer. And guess who was sitting there? Austin's own... Lance Armstrong, what is he, six-time winner of Tour de France, seven, eight, something like that, a ridiculous amount. But I think that's why Sheryl Crow dumped him, because of his political affiliations. At any rate, that's what she said. She's going to declare war on cancer, which means we'll probably see more of it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. When they declare war on something, you might see more. That's
well, yeah,
true.
They declared war on stupidity in this country, and this country got dumber. They declared war on drugs. There's more drugs in the street than we've ever
drugs
seen.
From the beginning.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, you and I are not supposed to know that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and
Jack Otto talked all about that, too.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a brilliant guy.
Well, I'll tell you what. I know Jack
and
Otto.
Aaron was on Nori twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was good, too.
Well, and I'll tell you what, I can see them right now. There's Aaron, Jack Otto, and my dog Bandit sitting there right now watching from above. And they're probably just getting a giddy ha-ha, saying, you know what, we're out of here. You guys are left to deal with this stuff. You know, Aaron's passing, he was not that old. He was what, 50? What was he? 64 years old? Jack.
Well, that's not that old nowadays.
So. No, it's not. Yeah. Jack was 55. He was only a year older than I was.
That's not old for Jack. That's really young. Well, that is young for Jack.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
Especially nowadays, anyway.
Well, yeah. Hey, thanks for your call, Henry.
Yeah, okay. You take care.
Appreciate it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, good. He brought up Hal Turner. Hey, smart guy. Just stuck on stupid. You know, to keep doing the things repeatedly that separates people when the time is to set aside. Because let me talk about this for a second because it's an important point. You're facing the most monumental battle that you have ever faced. And you're looking at the opposition that outnumbers you or at least outguns you. And you're sitting there on the top of the hill with your little troops, and you're going to try a surprise attack because obviously you don't have the numbers to go toe-to-toe with them, one-on-one, mano-a-mano. So you're sitting there and you're scoping out the enemy for its weaknesses and, you know, kind of trying to come up with a strategy and a battle plan and doing all this other stuff. And then you notice something, that the people, your opposition, that outnumber you and outgun you, there's a little slight problem in their camp. They're not waiting to be attacked or waiting to defend or to be victorious in a battle. They're sitting there arguing amongst themselves. Okay? You have divided forces. Now, there has been many instances throughout history that a few individuals have gone up against forces that far outnumbered them, outgunned them, and they have been victorious. For several different or many different reasons. But when I heard that analogy, I thought, you know what? That's exactly what the Patriot community is doing right now. You know, we don't have enough victories that we can hitch our pony to and ride that for a while. So we have more time to sit around and attack each other. And I just had dinner with friends of mine this past Saturday. And we kind of talked about that very same subject. And it is true, folks. You know, I don't agree 100% with other patriotic broadcasters on everything. And if I did, that would be really scary because that would either make me the smartest guy around. And if that were the case, I'd have to constantly be looking at my whatever to keep up that either illusion or reality. And I don't want to be the sharpest guy on the block. I don't want to be the sharpest knife in the drawer. I am just I guess you would call a facilitator. But what I don't understand is that people proclaim themselves to be Christians or they proclaim themselves to be liberty fighters or they proclaim themselves to be good Americans, and yet they will take the time to slice and dice just about everybody under the planet. And I only do this when I get personally involved with people. Okay, I don't pick a talk show host out of the air and just go after him for no reason at all. If I'm harmed by an individual, well, then I just vent and I'm okay. Then I move on. I'm not going to do that anymore because I don't want to be thrown into the same bin here as being scratch your eyes out patriot. I don't have the time. I know the issues that are facing this country. And it's going to be one more of cooperation with all of us to overcome the things that we're looking at right now. And having said that, I am going to, yes.
Just that website goes with that story.
Oh, okay. Thank you. All right. Why don't you say something? Somebody's standing there looking right over my shoulder, and I didn't even realize they were there until I caught them out of the corner of my eye. It scared me. No, didn't really. My wife just dropped this off to me. At any rate, it's important. Now, and I understand that the people are having their problems out there. You know, they get things going, and then you have people that change their minds, or there's detractors and this or that or the other. You know, one of the issues that I've talked about on this program before is the issue of 9/11. And 9/11 is an important issue, most assuredly, because after September 11, 2001, the opportunity was there to basically change our form of government. See, we're all under attack. Osama bin Laden's hiding under your bed with al-Qaeda, and they're going to kill you in the middle of the night. This has been the excuse that's been used by the Bush administration, and we saw the result of this. You know, we've got more fear in this country. You know, we're going broke at a breakneck speed. We have no faith in government, and that's justified because the government broke its contract with America called the Constitution of the United States. We know all of these things. But to sit and watch the dissension amongst the ranks, you know, it is not for the betterment of this movement. And what's going to have to happen, and it will happen, I mean, either you soar with eagles or you're going to flock with turkeys. That's an old saying, but it's true. Unless we can demonstrate that we have our wits about us, that we understand the problems that are facing us, we conduct ourselves accordingly and as professionally as we possibly can to induce more brains into this outfit, because quite frankly, folks, we're smarter than the other side, but we still don't have enough gray matter on this side. Okay, they've got the, you know, I've said this before, we got the thinkers, they got the stinkers. Well, these well-paid stinkers can think for themselves. Take a look at all their organizations, all their think tanks, and that is evident. It is rather evident. So to put differences aside, I would say that that is of paramount importance. And I think that one thing should be remembered here, that if you claim to be something, you damn well better live up to it. If you claim to subscribe to a certain belief system, live up to it. If you claim to be a moral or ethical person, okay, live up to it. If you don't, and you come up with some cockamamie pretzel logic as to why you're justifying what you're doing, you know, the ends justify, you know, the means of which I just come and slice your head off, you might as well consider employment on the other side, because I hear they pay better and there's better retirement benefits. You know, but if we're going to truly be on the side of truth, justice, apple pie, Chevrolet, and the American way, God and Constitution, and all of that, well, then we better conduct ourselves accordingly. Now, I'm not a perfect guy. I am subject, and I've been learning over the years, because I am a type A personality. I have a tendency to react, and what I've learned to do over the years, and I'm getting better at it, is to bite my lip, literally bite my lip, and consider, and then respond. And I'm getting better at it. And I now know when I'm about ready to blow and blow that 50-amp fuse, there's the sign. I'll shut my mouth. I'll reconsider my position, mull it over, do a little retrospective stuff, you know, introspective stuff, and then go forth, sally forth. But that's my one indicator. If the fuse starts getting red hot, she's ready to blow. There is information here that's coming in, and somebody just sent me an email here. Daytona Beach, Florida, and evidently this was on, and where's the note she just handed me? Here it is. www.wesh.com. Evidently, this is a TV station down in Florida, and the story that was posted, today is the 27th, this was posted 5 days ago, the August the 27th, and it was updated on the 24th, which was 3 days ago. Daytona Beach, Florida, members of the 1st Battalion, 265 Air Defense Artillery, have mobilized and are on a plane headed to Fort Bliss, then for federal active duty in the capital region. The troops will be deployed for a year. And here's the obligatory nonsensical crap that they throw in these stories. It's going to be all right. It's okay. If it helps people and everything, and it's his job, he's got to do it. He's just got to do it. And that's according to Jessica Ward, whose father is being deployed. You know, that's what I want, is some other ignorant person with their opinion, and that's in the body of the story before they get to any fact. I just love it. Jessica speaks for many when she talks about her father's deployment. Did you hear this on the national news? No, you didn't hear this on the national news. Michael Ward and company are leaving for a year, and that weighs heavily on families. Oh, now they're just dispossessed. They're without daddies now. The 265th is part of the Operation Noble Eagle. They are ordered by the president to the nation's capital where they will operate high-tech weapon systems against any potential air threat. Or anything on the ground that they can shoot their missiles at. Yolanda McCormick is relieved husband Charles isn't headed to Iraq, but there's always a risk. Doesn't mean he won't be in line of fire in Washington, D.C. Why? Did a war break out? Why this program is going on? I don't know. But it does give me a little comfort, Yolanda McCormick said, whose husband is being deployed. Families may get one or two opportunities to see loved ones during this year-long deployment. What, they can't go to D.C.? It's open to the public. You can even visit the museums up there. This is not like we're talking about being deployed to Basra. All right. Now, the reason why I'm doing this story is there's some other information coming out that seems, on its surface, to be a little bit more than squirrely. We'll tell you the reasons why that is after the break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Oh. The last sentence on this story is, Staff Sergeant James Todd said duty at home is just as important as the mission overseas. Well, why are we deploying the 265th as part of Operation Noble Eagle? Now, the thought occurred to me of why Mr. Karl Rove might have left. There could be extenuating circumstances that nobody's talking about. And maybe Alberto Gonzalez was in on the loop, didn't like what was coming, had political heat up there. Yes, he did lie in front of Congress. Yes, you know, he's a torture kind of guy and eavesdrop on your phone calls kind of guy, and he thinks everything's legitimate outside the Constitution for light and transient reasons. Ah, but then we go back to the issue of terrorism. Most of the people in this country are convinced that we've got Osama bin Laden hiding under their mattresses at home, and that at any day, you know, we're either going to be nuked or we're going to be poisoned, or there'll be a sarin gas attack or whatever. Well, I start thinking about this, and then I start seeing economic news stories. And one, actually two of them that I've been looking at is one off of Crimes and Corruption of the New World Order News. And they're saying here that there's a $4.5 billion option bet on catastrophe within 4 weeks. And the lead-off question here is, anybody have a clue as to what these investors are expecting? Now, you remember 9/11, you know, with the put options in the airlines, highly unusual. Somebody cashed out the day before September 11th. Yeah. Two sales are being referred to by market traders as bin Laden trades, because only an event on a scale of 9/11 could make these short sell options valuable. There are 65,000 contracts at $750 for the SPX 700 calls for open interest. That controls 6.5 million shares at $750. That means $4.5 billion. Not a single trade, but quite a bit of dollars on a contract that is 700 points away from current market value. Now, no one would buy that deep in the money calls for no reason. So if they were sold, looks like something betting on massive dislocation, lots of very strange option activity that I haven't seen before. The entity or individual offering these sales can only make money if the market drops 30 to 50% within the next 4 weeks. If the market does drop, the entity or individual involved stands to lose over $1 billion just for engaging in these contracts. That's a chunk of change for just scratching the surface. Now, clearly, someone knows something big is going to happen before the option expires on September 21st. Now, before I get into their theories about this, I'm going to give you one of my own. It very well could be, because all, and we'll ask Bob Chapman in the International Forecaster tomorrow, because he used to be in intelligence and counterintelligence with a clearance that was above crypto. I think they'd even have to shoot you if you even named the clearance past crypto. But suffice it to say, there's something going on here, and it very well could be an economic collapse, whether it's promulgated by Al-Qaeda trying to shoot Georgie Porgy in the White House is yet to remain to be seen, but I have some theories on that. I will continue with this story. I think this is an important one. Somebody's gearing up for something, and we don't know exactly why. There's some speculation here on my part, and I will admit that, but I'm trying to put these little facts in order to give you a clearer picture as something may be impending to happen next month. Oh, I'm sorry. 30 days has September, April, June, and November. Oh, we only got 4 more days left in August. So September is right around the corner. All right, we'll take the break. Minute and a half, top of the hour. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. We'll take your calls, and I'll explain further about this info. With